It's Tuesday, February 27th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Pure fentanyl found on a passed-out man in Chautauqua, police say. Names released from the fatal head-on crash near Menominee. Wisconsin's drivers have nearly double the national average of speeding tickets, and an early spring means the fire danger is high. Good morning. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Police in Chautauqua say a quantity of pure fentanyl, a powerful opioid, was found while attending to a man who was unresponsive and barely breathing on Main Street in Chautauqua early Friday morning. An ambulance was called, and while attending to the man, a cigarette pack containing four small bundles of white powder fell from his pocket. Police tested it and said it was 4 grams of pure fentanyl. Just 2 milligrams is a lethal dose, according to the Drug Enforcement Administration. The man was taken to the hospital, cleared, and booked into Barron County Jail on drug charges. Police obtained a warrant for his address in the 800 block of Dallas Street, Chautauqua, and additional evidence was found and taken. The man's name had not been released at this time due to the ongoing investigation. The State Patrol has named the driver killed and the driver injured in a head-on collision near Menominee on Sunday. 57-year-old Tony A. Swanson of Boyceville was killed when his Pontiac Bonneville was struck by a Ford F-150 driven by 56-year-old Barbara J. McLennan of Chautauqua. Authorities said McLennan was driving south on Highway 25, attempted to pass a vehicle, and collided head-on with Swanson's car. The number of Wisconsin residents who have received speeding tickets is nearly double the national average. Ted Allen is on the road.
A new report from the insurance comparison shopping website Insurify reports that the Badger State and Ohio each have 7.8% of its drivers reporting at least one speeding violation on their record. Both states are surpassed by only North Dakota at 8.7%. The national average is 4.1%. The website adds that the Wisconsin State Patrol issued 1,100 speeding tickets in 2022 for going more than 100 miles per hour. That's up from 583 in 2019. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Drivers in 8 Midwestern states will be able to fuel up with a higher blend of ethanol throughout the year under a rule finalized by the Environmental Protection Agency. The end of a summertime ban on sales of gasoline blended with 15% ethanol has been sought for years by the biofuels industry and farming groups with the support of Midwest governors. It reflects the importance of ethanol to agriculture. The fuel additive consumes roughly 40% of the nation's corn crop. Higher sales of ethanol could mean greater profits for corn farmers. The new rule was announced Thursday and takes effect in April 2025. It will apply in Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. Redistricting consultants hired by the Wisconsin Supreme Court submitted a bill for more than $128,000 for the work they did reviewing proposed new legislative maps. The court hired a pair of redistricting consultants to review maps submitted by Republicans and Democrats after it tossed out the existing Republican-drawn maps as unconstitutional. After the consultants determined that the Republican submissions were partisan gerrymanders, the GOP-controlled legislature passed maps drawn by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. He signed them into law last week, seemingly ending the court fight and giving Democrats a path to possibly gaining majority control. The consultants submitted their bill to the court on Sunday. Wildfire season is starting early in Wisconsin. Raymond Newpert tells us more.
Thanks to the early thaw and dry winter, most of the state is now at high fire risk. The Department of Natural Resources has already responded to 50 fires this year, with 15 fires happening over the weekend. The department reminds you not to light burn piles or bonfires and keep grills and campfires under control. Just one spark in the wrong place could start a wildfire. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Tuesday.